Good. As I shared, my name is Father Jim. I'm from Lexington, Kentucky. I am the pastor at St. Mark Catholic Church in Richmond, Kentucky. That is the ministry that I'm called to. I am the only priest there. I have a school, a parish, one of the larger parishes, and Hispanic ministry. On top of that, I travel throughout the world 1 to 2 weeks a month, preaching the good news of Jesus Christ, which has brought me here. Before I became a priest, I was a performing artist. I did my undergraduate work at New England Conservatory of Music and the Juilliard School in vocal performance and opera. And I'm the youngest of 5 children. My father comes from Czechoslovakia, and my mother comes directly from Italy. She stands 4'9". Seriously, God bless her. She's 86 years old. And you need to know that wherever I was performing, whether it be on Broadway or over at the Aronoff Center or over in Tokyo, Japan or Seoul, Korea or Montreal, whenever I would walk out on stage and greet all the people that were there to hear me perform, I would always do the same thing. I would look up in the balcony and then I would look down and there she would be. Third row, center orchestra, my little Italian mother. Even when she didn't have a ticket, she would show up there. Seriously. And when I would walk out on stage, my mother would give me a set of signals and signs all throughout the performance. And they would be the same signals and same signs at every performance. This is what she would do, which meant fix your hair. Straighten your bow tie. You stink. Yeah, and I'll never forget one day while performing at the Kentucky Center for the Arts in Louisville, Kentucky, backstage came 2 bishops. They had read in my biography of my great love of the Roman Catholic Church. They read in my biography of my great devotion to the Eucharist. And they asked my tour manager if he would allow me to come and speak to their cathedral churches. And of course, I agreed. And I remember that day because I had a beautiful suit tailored. I had a really neat tie on. And I walked out to this packed cathedral church of Christ the King in Lexington, Kentucky. And I remember because I looked up and I looked down and there she was. Not third row center orchestra, but third pew center cathedral. My mom. And as I was walking about in my suit, as I'm doing today, my mother looked up at me and she began to give me this signal and sign that she had never given me before. This is what she was doing while I was speaking. And I'm like, I have no idea what that means. And she just kept doing it over and over. And finally, I sat down in between Archbishop Kelly and Bishop Williams. And as soon as I sat down, my 4'9" Italian mother got up in front of everyone at the cathedral and she screamed out. She said, "Jimmy, didn't you see me give you your signal?" I said, "Ma, I don't know what that means. You've never done that before." She goes, "Menage. It means get behind the pulpit and pull up your zipper." Seriously. And I'll tell you, ever since I became a priest, I don't mind wearing these vestments, you know, at all. But you know, as I was thinking of that story, as I was coming here, I guess I ask you, what kind of signals and signs do you give off to one another? You know, when you leave here, this sacred space today, tomorrow, children, you go to school. Adults, you go to work, you go to the store. Do people know from your signals and your signs that you're Catholic? Do I, as a stranger in your midst, not knowing one person here today, do I see people that are in love with their Catholic Church? Would I want to be a member of the Catholic faith looking out at you? Do I hear from your responses, from your singing, from your arriving on time, that you're in love with your God? My brothers and sisters, beginning tomorrow night from 7 to 8 p.m. for 60 minutes only, I'm going to be preaching in this parish church. And let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters, don't leave me in this church by myself, all right? Oh, Father, I didn't know there was a mission. You do now. Oh, Father, we have children. Bring your children to church. Oh, Father, we have a meeting. Cancel the meeting. Oh, Father, did you see the forecast? It's supposed to rain. Buy an umbrella. Oh, Father, I don't drive at night. The deacon will pick you up. Okay, I'm serious. Stop the excuses and get yourself to church. The Lord gives us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and you're telling me, my brothers and sisters, you can't rearrange 60 minutes for Jesus? Are you really telling me that your life is so busy, so complex, so hectic, that you can't take out 60 minutes for the man who hung on a cross for 3 hours? For you and for me. That's all that's being asked. For 3 days. You know, flying here, I had to fly here. I was speaking in New York City on Friday at St. Patrick's Cathedral. And when I flew here back, I always sit in the same seat, which is the emergency exit window. But usually, I don't travel in my collar, but I had to on Friday. And so, as I was sitting there, we were coming into Northern Kentucky Airport, Northern Cincinnati, whatever, you know where it is, CVG. And as we were coming in for our initial descent, our plane hit what they call clear air turbulence. Our plane dropped unexpectedly 1,000 feet in about 3 seconds. And let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. As that plane dropped, all I did was reach out and grab whatever I could, and it happened to be the woman's hair in front of me. And I'm serious. I'm just holding her hair, screaming like you would not believe. And then the plane kind of regained its altitude, and it was silent. And I felt, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, I felt someone staring at me, you know? And I just kind of turned and looked, and there was this young business executive, and he was just staring at me. And then he just screamed out. He said, "Not good PR, Father." He said, "As the plane was dropping, we were looking to you. We were looking to you for faith in Jesus. We were looking to you that all would be well. And what did we find, Father? We found you screaming and pulling the hair of my wife in front of you." And I did. I just looked at him and I said, "Are you from Union?" And he said, "No, I'm from Florence." I said, "Thanks be to God." Anyway, but my brothers and sisters, what are you doing here at 11:30 in the late morning? Seriously. Are you here because mom and dad had to drug you out of bed to get you here? Are you? I heard that. At least you're honest. Are you here because you're just checking off an obligation? Are you here because there's nothing better to do in this town at 11:30? Because I'll tell you something. If that's why you're here, then let me tell you what I tell my parishioners. Go home. Really, go home. My brothers and sisters, you should be here today really because you want to be empowered by the Word of God. You should be here today because whether you know it or not, you need to be renewed by the Eucharist. The Eucharist which empowers us and enlivens us as Roman Catholics. Do you know it is the Eucharist which separates us and builds us up from every faith tradition in the world? You should be here this morning because whether you know it or not, somewhere, somehow, someday, each of us are going to be brought onto our knees and we're going to need this church. And so I'm going to tell you again, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, from 7 to 8 p.m., 60 minutes for Jesus. That's all that's being asked of you. And if you take the 60 minutes out of your day, If you resist the temptation to stay away and you get yourself here, I will guarantee you, 100% guarantee, that God will bless you, your family, and this church 100,000 times over. And how can I make that guarantee? Because my brothers and sisters, I travel the world and I see it. How can I make that guarantee? Because my brothers and sisters, frankly, I believe it. How can I make that guarantee? Because my brothers and sisters, I have the faith in Jesus Christ, who died for me and died for you. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, beginning right at 7, ending right at 8.